So what are you giving up for Lent? Now, that's a very Catholic question. That's a question that we probably have all thought about here over the past week or so as we're trying to decide what we're going to do for Lent. It may even be a question that you ask someone today. So what are you giving up for Lent? What are you giving up this week or this year? Now, for those of us who were born into Catholic families and raised as Catholics, we probably considered this question pretty much every year of our lives. Maybe when we were very little, we didn't worry about it. But, you know, as children, we probably gave up candy and TV and pop and things like that. When I was a kid, I tried to convince my mom that I could give up homework for Lent. That didn't work too well. As adults, we kind of advanced a little bit. Instead of just giving up candy or TV, although I know some adults who still just give up chocolate for Lent, we try to give up bad habits or vices that we might have picked up over our lives. I know some people who, they give up alcohol for Lent. Now, it's not that they have a problem with alcohol, it's just they've decided they're going to give up beer or wine or whatever it is for Lent, and they do that pretty much every Lent. Now, that being said, this is usually when I give kind of my annual advice. When you're choosing something to give up for Lent, don't choose something that makes Lent a penance for everybody else. And what I mean by that is, if you're a smoker, this is not a good time to give up smoking. I met some smokers when they try to give up that they get pretty ornery, and everybody else don't want to be around them. Same thing. If I don't know if you remember the McDonald's commercial a year or so ago, where the guy, someone would try to talk to him. It's, I haven't had my coffee. Don't talk to me. If that's you, don't give up coffee for Lent, please. But it is good to give things up. It is good for us to sacrifice something during Lent. But that's not the whole picture. That sacrifice that we do is only part of what we're called to do during Lent. In fact, there are three things we're called to do during Lent. We're called to do prayer. We're called to do fasting, also known as penance. And we're called to do almsgiving. We see these three things in our gospel today. Our Lord is encouraging us to do these three things, but that we do them in a way that's not showy, that's not for others to see, but it's for our Heavenly Father to see, for His glory and for His honor, and out of love for Him. So the first one is we're called to pray during Lent. Prayer is a very important part of our Lenten season, because Lent is a time when we really should be more conscious about how we're living our prayer life. It's a time to really, if you will, step up our prayer life. Now, we all get into our habits and our routines, and our prayer life are the same. We'll have this habit of prayer that we might do, some more, some less. Well, Lent is a good time to kind of break that routine, break that habit of prayer, and to try to establish a new, more intense prayer life. Try to take a step further up. It's much like an athlete who's preparing for a big event or a big game. You know, you can imagine that our boys and girls basketball teams are more intense in their practice and their conditioning as they're preparing for tournaments. You know, going on to divisionals for the girls and hopefully on to state for both of them. You know, they're being more intense in their practices preparing for these tournaments. Well, it's the same way with Lent. Lent is a time for us to be more intensive in our prayer as we prepare for our big event. And of course, that big event is the celebration of the Paschal Mystery at Easter. So during Lent, we have the opportunity to really go back and look at some of the devotions that maybe we've lost touch with. We don't practice as often as we should. Of course, Lent is a great time to practice Stations of the Cross. You know, we'll be doing that starting here this Friday, 7 p.m. here in the church, to have that opportunity to gather, to reflect and pray about our Lord's passion and death on the cross. Of course, the rosary is always a wonderful devotion any time of the year, and Lent is a good time to pick that up again if you've gotten out of practice. In addition to that, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, which is very similar to the rosary, actually uses a rosary to help with the count. Another beautiful devotion to do during Lent. Lent's a great time to pick up reflections, to pick up meditations, writings, and audio and video that reflect on the meaning of Lent and the readings that we hear during Lent. That's why we have the Magnificat booklets that we put out every Lent. You know, wonderful. Everybody, those of you who have picked up that booklet in the past, you know how wonderful these reflections are, very meditative and prayerful reflections. There are also more and more, as Catholics are using internet resources, there are things online. There are meditations, there are audio talks, there are videos that are available for us that we can just go and download and listen to and read and reflect on and pray about. I've actually started to collect some of them on my personal website, where you can go and click on them and get this audio talk or this video or this this presentation or even this app. There are Catholic apps now for Lent for your smartphones. You know, all these different tools for us to help us grow in prayer during this Lenten season. Most important thing we can do during this Lenten season is to be more faithful in our Mass attendance. You know, if we're not always the most faithful about coming to Sunday Mass, Lent would be a good season to make that priority, to come to Saturday night or Sunday Mass every week. If we are faithful at going to Sunday Mass, but we don't always go to daily Mass, Lent is a good time to maybe come to daily Mass once, twice, three times a week. Every day would be great if you can. But to make more regular Mass attendance a priority during Lent. And there's so much more we can do during Lent. Confession, of course, is always a priority during Lent. But each of us during Lent are called to spend more time in daily prayer, spend more time with our Lord in prayer, seeking to draw closer to Him during this season. So the first thing we're called to do is prayer. The second thing we're called to do is fasting, or penance, as it's sometimes called. And this is where giving things up, this is where that fits, is choosing something in our life that we're gonna sacrifice, we're gonna let it go throughout the Lenten season. And for many of us, it is sometimes food or drink or something along that lines. Maybe it's a habit that we have that we would like to kind of set aside or at least step back from a little bit. But Lent is also a time when we can develop a good practice, develop some of these habits, these good habits that we should have as Christians. You know, as an example, Lent is a good time to reach out and to serve others. Be conscious of our service of others, reaching out and visiting those who maybe don't always have visitors, maybe they're unable to get out of their house more frequently, especially with the snow and the cold that we've had, that they would enjoy having someone come to visit. Or if we know someone in our community who's in need of help, reaching out to them during this Lenten season and giving them the help they need. But whatever this penance, whatever this fasting that we do should always draw us closer to God. You know, that's why sometimes we choose things to give up during Lent that separate us from Him, that get between us and Him. And then as we do that, as we sacrifice these things, we can be more conscious of following God's will during the Lenten season. And then third of all, the last of all, is almsgiving. Lent is a time for us to be more conscious of our generosity. That's why during the Lenten season we do the Rice Bowl campaign for Catholic Relief Services, because it's an opportunity, first of all, for us to support Catholic Relief Services who do such great work. But also we can read that meditation inside the pamphlet or on their app. They're one of the apps that you can download for the Lenten season is Catholic Relief Services. And see how our giving, our generosity is used throughout the world to support those who are the poor among us, those who have much less than we have. But this is it's a time. One of a popular practice during this time is that when we give up something, let's say we always got to have our can of Coca-Cola every day, and we give that up for Lent. Well, instead of spending that money on Coca-Cola, we take that money and give it to charity. Whatever it costs us for our Coca-Cola habit, we give that money to charity in exchange for our sacrifice of that habit that we have. Now, it's important to realize that these three things, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are, again, not done for our acclaim. They're not done so people can see us, look at us, I've given up this, I'm giving this money to this, aren't I great? Instead, it's done for the praise and honor of God. And that's why our Lord encourages us that when we do these penitential practices, that we do them in private, that we don't make a big show out of them, but we do them so that only God and we know what we have done, what we have given up, what prayer that we are doing. So may this Lenten season be a time of spiritual growth through us, a time of spiritual growth through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving.